Hello.
Hey, Scott. How are you?
Hey.
It's Nadine. How was your weekend?
How you doing?
I'm good. You sound busy. I got you at the wrong time.
No. So I got with him, and
okay.
I'm stuck with them until the contract goes. Oh, I got to spend $5,500.
No way.
Yeah. That's how it is. I have to eat it. I have no choice.
Man, how much longer do you have with them?
Until June, I think it is. June
oh,
is a lot.
Lord. Oh, wow.
Yeah,
so,
that's where I'm at.
Man. So what did they say? Are they going to at least try to fix it? I mean, what's their plan?
What they said they're going to do, because I told them that I wanted to go with you guys.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to go with your lead package.
Right.
So to compensate for my time, I guess what they're going to do is they're going to give me a free leads package out of the deal. And that's supposed to take 2 weeks or something like that. And then I'm supposed to get the leads coming in. So that's
the leads coming from where?
Where are the leads coming from, Linda? Do you know? Did they tell you? Google Ads.
Oh, okay. That should have already been included in your package that you're paying them. To be honest with you. So,
no,
I
agree.
That should have been included from the gate. But those Google Ads aren't like an actual lead like the Google Guaranteed program. So what they're compensating in is giving you Google Ads. Maybe they're allocating more money to that and not charging you for it is maybe what they might be doing. But, I mean, with Google Ads, those run on a rotation. So just, I know you're busy and you don't have the time to be on top of people, but I would stay on top of them. If they're making you stay in that contract, right, and not get out of it, then I would be on them.
Don't
I would
worry,
definitely be on them.
So you ain't got to worry about that. I don't like being this way, and you can. That's my wife.
Yeah.
I mean, I was very nasty to them last week when I spoke to them, and you know that's not Christian-like the way I acted. It was very uncalled for the way I acted. I agree with that, but I was highly upset, very upset.
Of course.
And there's no excuse, but. Understand one thing. If you upset me that bad, I'm going to be on you until the rest of the time's up. That's just how
right.
I've already called them this morning. I called them Friday. I'm on them like flies on poop. So they've got my attention. Trust me.
Good. I mean, as long as you know, I'm glad to hear that they're trying to compensate you in some way. And I mean, let's hope that it turns around, you know. But they're aware now that you're not happy. And hopefully they rectify it, right? That they make it right. But, I mean,
right.
I'll still
so
be in touch
what
with you.
Right. So what happened, you never know. Stay in touch with me because if it doesn't, you know, if I'm not getting busy enough where I want to be, I may call you back up and say, hey, let's do this, whatever. But
mm-hmm.
right now I want to keep it until we start picking back up. I mean, we're in a slow month right now. We're January and February are a slow month. March,
uh-huh.
I mean, March and April, we start hitting our peak months back up again. So that's going to be really good for us.
That's good.
But let me tell you what happened. I had a manager call me last week.
Mm-hmm.
He's got dealt with before. And I got very nasty with him. I probably said a few things I shouldn't have said. I was so mad. I wanted to come to the phone. What I told him was, I want to kick your A. I want to kick your butt.
Yeah.
But I didn't say butt.
Right.
Anyway, so we had that conversation, and we hung up the phone after that, and I didn't expect to hear back from him. I got a call later on after I spoke with you that day about
mm-hmm.
4:35 o'clock, and it was a general manager. He had called me, and he kind of smoothed things over and said, I'm going to give you this, give you that. So we went from there. That's how it shook
good.
Down. And,
good.
So it worked out from there. But I'm not going to just kick you in the curb, maybe. You know,
I know that.
I'm in the business of that. I don't do business that way, so I don't want you to think I'm just using you. It's not like that at all.
Absolutely.
I
don't take it that way at all. Listen, everything's got to make sense for you and be aligned, right? I know, I would never want you to be stuck on a contract, right? Like, especially in this situation, right? There's no way of you getting out of it. And we don't work like that either. You know what I mean? We don't want to tell someone, break your contract, pay all that money. You know, it's give them the fair shot. You're committed to them until June, so have them fix it. Have them make it right. You always know, and you always know that the Google Guaranteed Program, if and when you want to do the Google Guaranteed Program, that will absolutely not interfere whatsoever with what they are doing because it's a whole separate program that Google offers.
So what you offer is a Google Leads Program. What else do you offer too besides that?
We had also talked about like the local SEO, Google Ads, Facebook Ads. We do all of that. But Google Guaranteed and the local SEO that we do are two separate programs, right? So we have clients that are with, like, for example, Townsquare, okay? And they go with us for their Google Guaranteed because what we're doing doesn't interfere with the local SEO. Like what you're currently doing with this company, right, is what we call local SEO, Google Ads, you know, the social media marketing
and so forth. Search engine optimization, right, yeah.
Yes, sir, correct. Because you're on a contract with them, even if you wanted to sign up with us, Scott, we wouldn't be able to because Google allows for the local SEO one company to manage that profile page. They do not allow two different companies. So basically, we would just be taking
money. That's what we just figured out today. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because we had to go through all that today and add them as,
as managers.
Right, as managers, yeah.
So that way they can manage it and optimize it. Or else if you don't do that, you're kind of tying their hands from getting the work done.
Yeah.
When you don't do that, yeah.
We'll see. I mean, we got till June to see how it works out.
We're going to pray, and God can turn things around. You just never know.
You're right.
I mean,
you're exactly right.
They got from here until June to get it together. You know what I mean? And that's not to say that they won't. Let's see. I mean, either way you're on a contract with them, you can't get out of it. So at least, you know, let's see if they can turn it around. I mean, I'm not saying they can't. They just might.
You're right. But let me say something. I'm going to look at it in a positive view because I went to church not this past week and the week before. My wife has COVID, by the way, so if you pray for her.
Absolutely.
But anyway, we went to church last week, and my pastor was preaching.
Uh-huh.
And it was the sermon was, I forgot what it was about. Anyway, it was about
ours was on the blessings. We're doing a series of the blessings.
It was about not trusting in God or whatever, and, you know, this and that.
Right.
And my pastor broke out and said, look, you got to trust God no matter what, you know, whatever, this and that. But he says, some story he was talking about in church, and it was a really bad story. Something really bad happened to him, and he didn't know what was, you know, he was like, you know, I mean, this was something very, I forgot what it was. It was something very serious and something very bad. And I forgot what the story's about. And his buddy's with him, he says. And he goes, wow, Herm, and my pastor's name is Herm. And he goes, wow, Herm, man, this is a bad one. What are you going to do about this? And, you know, my pastor looks up at him. He starts laughing at him. He's laughing like crazy. Just laughing at him.
Right.
He goes, why are you laughing in a situation like this? I mean, this is like life-threatening, all this good stuff, you know? He says, I've got no reason not to laugh or not to be joking about it because I'm going to give it to my God, and I just can't wait to see what my God can do about the situation. You understand what I'm
saying? Absolutely. Amen.
That's the way he was looking at it. So that's what I have to look at. You know, it might be negative now, but put it in God's hands
exactly.
And see what God can do about it. Start laughing about it because God can probably turn the situation around from where
exactly.
it is now.
Exactly. I agree.
Good.
Yeah, you know, so, ours is on – we're actually going through the – it's a series that our pastor's going through on blessings, right? The blessing of God. And some of the things that he was pointing out, like we really need to pray in faith for that blessing, you know?
Yes.
Be very specific to the blessing.
Speak it.
Yeah, you have to. And even though we only see what's in front of us, right? God knows the bigger picture. So
right.
Even in a bad situation, we got to count that as a blessing because we know that God can turn it around at any moment. Of course, it's in his timing, which sometimes his timing doesn't align with mine. But
God may not come when you want him, but he comes right on time, right?
Exactly. Not at the time that I want it, though. You know, and I'm like, you know.
No, it's got to be God's time.
I joke around and I say, you know, when I get to heaven, that's going to be one of my questions. I want to know, Lord, why wasn't your time sometimes aligned with mine?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but it's true. Yeah. And you know what? Something that can happen so negative, like, look it. Yes, the situation got you upset. Okay. You recognize that as a Christian, you know, and it happens to all of, we're all guilty of it, including pastors. We're all guilty of it. We get in the flesh, right?
Yeah.
And it's because I'm an emotional person. And it's just, you know, this is
I'm
your
like
business.
You.
This is your baby.
I'm exactly like you when it comes to that. I wear my emotions on my sleeve. That's bad.
Oh, I do. All the time.
My husband tells me. I get very emotional.
I do too. And my husband says this, wow, what would God say if he heard you talking like that? And I'm like, stop. I already feel convicted.
Yeah.
I apologize. I know, like, and it happens. We're all guilty of it. You know what I mean? You recognized it and listen, and they're trying to make it right. Give them the opportunity. I mean, you don't have a choice anyways, but we're going to hope and pray that they're going to turn it around, you know, and at least they're trying to compensate you, right? With Google Ads. Who knows? Those might take off for you right now. You just don't know, but we're going to pray and we're going to hope and that's all we can do, right? And I'm glad that at least they're trying to make it right.
I'm not worried about either way. I'm a highly blessed man from God, and I know God's got my back, so I don't worry. I have plenty to be thankful for. I have a home. I have a roof over my head. I got a lot to be thankful for, so I'm not worried about the small stuff right now.
Right.
So,
but still.
Anyway, I just trust my Lord. It's going to be okay.
Amen.
Where he took me at today from where I used to be at, that's what I'm saying. He's changed my life already, so.
Amen.
He's gonna do more. I'm on my way up, Nadie. I know that for a fact. My eyes on the prize. My mind is not in this world. It's on Jesus Christ. So I know for a fact.
Absolutely.
I'm not worried about it.
Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely.
And
it's always such a pleasure.
Word,
yeah.
Yeah, and the word says, and because I'm faithful reading my word, the words, and I'm very faithful about that. Read my word, but the word says, those who seek me diligently, I reward them diligently, or something like that. And that's just how I am. And I get rewarded constantly. I don't know how it is, but God's just an amazing person. Just wow, I can't believe him.
I know. You know, sometimes when I look back at my life and how far I've come, you know, I'm just like, it just amazes me. At times when I thought God wasn't there, he carried me the whole way. The whole way, because the outcome could have been a lot worse, you know. At times when I felt like my first husband, you know, I was devastated when we split up. He was my first love and all, you know, and I thought, God, what happened? Like, what did I do? Like, I was very about, you know, you stick out that marriage no matter what. And it was a bad marriage, you know. And I'll tell you that when I look back now, my prayer was, God, prepare the man that you want for me. Send the man that you've prepared for me. And he did when he sent my husband.
Well.
You know, my second one. Not the first one. My second one. But you know, and it's been a blessing. And I'll tell you, I mean, every marriage has their ups and downs, but I know that he was God sent. I knew it.
Yep.
And because that's what I prayed for, and I didn't focus on, oh, I don't want to be alone, blah, blah, blah. And God just works in mysterious ways. But I'm really, really hopeful for you guys with this company that they can really turn it around. And I don't doubt that they'll do their best. You know what I mean? And you always know how to get in contact with me. I'm more than happy to speak
Don't worry.
With you.
I got you.
I got you.
I'm not going to throw you the curve like that. So don't worry about it.
I'm not worried about that. I know. But it was so nice talking with you again.
Let me ride out for the next 3 or 4 months, see how it does, and I'll give you a call back when it's
done. Yeah, of course.
And
I'm going to keep Linda in my prayers. Yeah, tell Linda I'm praying for her. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We bind that in the name of Jesus.
Yeah, and
leave her body now.
I she was my gift too. I met her in the church. She was my daughter's kids club teacher, and I met her in the church.
Gosh.
That's how I gave up my life. So
that's awesome.
Small world.
Right.
Anyway, you take care. Have a blessed one, Nadine.
You
and,
too.
Hopefully, everything works out. I'll give you a call back in a month or two. Let you know how things are going.
Sounds good. All right. Take
okay.
care. Say hi to Linda for
all
me.
Right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.